price is taking a jump, but...
On the other hand, oil prices are down. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures were off 9 cents to $46.35 a barrel in international trading this morning. European Brent crude futures were down 6 cents a barrel to $51.94. The biggest U.S. refinery in Port Arthur, Texas, about 2 hours east of Houston, shut down last night because of flooding.
Two contractors dead after inhaling toxic fumes at an underground pit in a western Pennsylvania power plant. State police say the workers were in a confined area at the Bruce Mansfield Power Station in Shippingsport early this morning when they removed an elbow joint in a pipe, releasing hydrogen sulfide gas into the space they were in. Two men were unable to get out and died. Three other workers managed to get to safety and were taken to a hospital. The plant is located about 35 miles northwest of Pittsburgh. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. For more analysis of today's headlines, join us at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
The judge in the case of former Sheriff Joe Arpaio says she will only vacate his conviction after hearing arguments.
Judge Susan Bolton yesterday ordered Arpaio and the Justice Department to file briefs arguing why she should or should not vacate the conviction. President Trump pardoned Arpaio last week so the controversial Phoenix lawman won't serve time or have to pay a fine. Bolton found the 85-year-old Arpaio guilty last month of refusing to obey a judge's order to stop racially profiling drivers who were suspected of being illegal immigrants.
So how many Americans actually think racism is a big problem in this country? Correspondent Chris Barnes reports.
A Pew Research Center study says more than half of Americans surveyed say racism is, quote, a big problem in our society, while just 12% said it's a small problem, if a problem at all. The study also shows more than half of Americans support the Black Lives Matter movement. 38% are against it. I'm Chris Barnes.
A new survey showing voters are divided when it comes to sending more U.S. troops to Afghanistan. The Politico Morning Consult poll shows 45% of voters are in support of sending more troops to Afghanistan, 41% oppose the plan, 14% no opinion. Backing for the troop increase is greater among Republicans than Democrats or independents. While 68% of self-identified Republican voters support sending in more troops, only 30% of Democrats and 35% of independents agreed. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is John Resnick. During a holiday visit to Los Angeles in 2007, Tonight Show's Ed McMahon offered to introduce me to his pal Jerry Lewis. I was surprised by an invitation to meet Jerry on his boat in the San Diego Harbor to share Jerry's life story on Legends of Success. This was certainly one of my most enjoyable interviews since the show debuted in January of 2002. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed my memorable visit with Jerry Lewis. Rest in peace, Jerry. We'll miss you.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you to our country's most intriguing entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals, people who have overcome challenges and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. As you know, the majority of our guests have come from the business world, innovative entrepreneurs who, from an early age, had a knack for looking at things differently and then tenaciously acting upon their vision to build a successful enterprise. And on occasion, we've had the opportunity to speak with legends from the entertainment world who've had their own unique but similar challenges on the bumpy road to success. Well, today's guest is about as good an example as we could get from that entertainment world. Jerry Lewis's life has had some incredible highs and lows. Born Jerry Levitch on March 16, 1926 in Newark, New Jersey, Jerry was inspired at an early age to become an entertainer by his father, Danny, who was a workaholic in show business. Although Danny Lewis never really achieved the level of success in his dreams, Danny and his wife, Ray, did live to see the worldwide phenomenon and success of their son, Jerry. Now, during Jerry's childhood, he was frequently found living with his grandmother, Sarah, as his parents hit the road to try to build on Danny's success. I just returned from my visit and interview with Jerry Lewis in San Diego. The following is one of the most interesting interviews I've done since the debut of Legends of Success in January of 2002.
Here we are sitting off the coast of Southern California. And up front, I know everybody wants to know, how are you feeling and how's your health, Jerry?
I feel great. I'm doing terrific.
So you're feeling better. You're looking a lot better. You know, Jerry,
am I a dead ringer for Cary Grant? The truth.
Cary Grant wishes he looked like you.
You hear? See what? That's a good. That's a smart man.
Jerry, in 2001, Newsweek listed the five most recognizable people on the planet.
Right.
First was Muhammad Ali.
Right.
Next was President Bush.
Yes.
Then was Margaret Thatcher.
She was nice.
She was nice. Walter Cronkite.
Well, terrific.
Fifth was a tie.
A tie between who?
The Pope and
Jerry Lewis.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he wore my Jewish yarmulke. That's the only thing we had in common.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, are you two friends?
Who, the Pope?
Yes.
I had the very, very high honor to meet him in New York just after he had taken his position in the Vatican. It was really an exciting moment.
It's incredible.
Lovely man.
Well, when you think, here you are, you've been performing for, what, 70 years, 71 years?
I'm performing 73 years.
73 years now.
And 73 years, and the public has still not gotten wise.
And you're still the fifth most popular recognized person on the planet.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Which is amazing. When you go back and you start all this, I know you didn't start at the top.
No.
Tell me all about it. Were you born in a wealthy family, or what was it like?
No, my mom and dad were performers in the Bohr Circuit in upper New York Catskill Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
My dad worked with a staff. He had wonderful people, dancers, dance teams, singers, a comic that worked with my dad. They did bits together. And I was, at the age of five, my father found out they could get an extra $6 if I performed. So he taught me a song, and I did it one night. Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, which was popular then because we were in the Depression.
Sure.
When I took my bow, I slipped, and my foot hit the footlights.
Yeah.
And boom, a screaming explosion and smoke. And I got so scared that I got my first laugh in front of an audience. And I thought to myself, hey, I like that. That's better than the applause after the song. And from that day on, I never looked back.
You were hooked.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you performed after that. You continued to perform.
Continued from that point on.
Your dad, Danny, he always had aspirations of being a great entertainer.
Well, he was a great entertainer.
Yeah. Well,
he did everything better than anybody you ever saw. But he was very, very solid man. Mm-hmm. I would say, Dad, you could be the biggest star in the world if you would only work at it. And he said, I'm the biggest star in the world right now for my family. I got a roof over their head. You can only drive one car, eat three meals, live in one house. I take care of my wife. I dress her. I take care of my son. I dress him. What more do I need? I'm a happy man, and I'm a very big fish in a small pond. I'm very happy. And he was. He was a very happy man as long as he met his responsibilities. And he was a funny man. I mean, everything he did was brilliant. And I learned from the master. I sat from 5 years old. When I wasn't performing, I'd be in this special chair that he had them make sure was there for me. So I learned from the master.
Eventually, he brought you to one of the hotels he was performing at the Borscht Belt, correct?
Yeah,
and
right.
You lived there, I believe.
We lived at the hotel that he worked at all summer long. And in the wintertime, we lived at the Hotel Arthur in Lakewood, New Jersey, mm-hmm. where he would spend the 5 winter months there and then go right up to the Borscht Circuit for the summer. So we were going back and forth between Lakewood, New Jersey and the Catskill Mountains. And he made a very good living and took good care of us. And we didn't need any more than that.
Well, by the time you're 15, you're really starting to get your own shtick down, your own routine. You had something, I believe, called lip sync?
Yep. I was doing a record act, which we called the dumb act.
Yes.
Because I never spoke. I just did whatever was on the recording, and I mouthed it, and I did crazy faces and incredible costumes. Mm-hmm. And I had my own act for 3 years, from the time I was around 14 till 17. And then from 17, I went on my own because I was able to travel. We have one of my planes overhead just ready to land with the sandwiches. And it'll put down over here in a couple of seconds, but then it'll go away. And where was I?
You were talking about building up your shtick and your routine.
Yes, and,
your 15,
and by 17, I was performing in burlesque, and I was an intermission act. They would put me on between the strippers because they didn't need music, and they could change sets and everything like that. So whenever they needed an act that was self-contained, they would book me. And it was wonderful.
I read somewhere, I don't know if it's true or not, that the first time you did a performance at the burlesque, they booed you off the stage. They wanted the dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
They made it very clear. They didn't want to see this act. Get off. Next. Bring on the broads.
So for a couple of years, you probably hit every burlesque house in the entire region.
Well, I played from the time I was 17 till 18,
yes.
I played about 35 burlesque houses. So I had good work. I was doing pretty well. But you're not really doing that great when you're getting $85 a week. Because on the road, with hotel and laundry and expenses, it's really not a lot of money. And then I sent money home to my mom. Mm-hmm. So I made the $85. I stretched it pretty good.
Must have been tough in those days. Eventually, you start working your way to the Belmont Hotel.
Belmont Plaza.
Belmont Plaza.
Right.
Exactly. Glass Hat Lounge or
Glass
Club?
Hat. Was the showroom,
yes,
at the Belmont Plaza, and I worked there for 48 weeks. I went in for 2 weeks, and they liked my work and kept me there 48 weeks. And that was the place where I met Dean. Dean was a guest at the Belmont Plaza Hotel. He was staying there, and he had a radio show that he did that wasn't sponsored. What do they call that?
I guess working for free.
Yeah. It was a good show, and Dean was wonderful on it. He did really good songs, mm-hmm. and he was very well liked. And when I saw him, I saw my hero. I just knew right away that this was a special guy. And when we met, we just clicked.
Instantaneously.
Instantly.
He's 10 years older. You're looking
yep.
up to him. All of a sudden, something very fortuitous happens.
I finally found my big brother, my father, my hero. I looked
Incredible.
Up to him.
And as they say, the rest is history.
The rest is history, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. My exclusive guest today is Jerry Lewis, American treasure. We'll be back right after this.
And I'll be with him, whether you like it or not.
The largest custom window covering company in North America, with over 25 years in business, has teamed up with the most established name in smart home technology. Together, we're introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Now, opening and closing your shades with a touch of a button is easier than ever. Program them to open and close for safety, energy savings, and peace of mind. They work with so many smart home devices. You can control them from anywhere in the world with your smartphone. And since they're cordless, they're a great choice for kids and pets. Smart Shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get style and service for every budget. Get Smart Shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, my guest is the exclusive interview with Jerry Lewis, an American treasure. You may know him from the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. You might know him from all his famous films. What you're going to find out here coming up is what a shrewd businessman and an inventor Jerry has been. Jerry, as time went on, you met Dean Martin. You guys hit it off, a fortuitous meeting, and they say the rest is history.
Yep.
Tell me about some of those first performances with Dean.
We made $200 million.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about success. We're talking about $200 million when, if you put it in today's dollars,
yes,
it's $1 billion.
Jerry, when you start working at the 500 Club, I think you guys are earning, what, $250 a week?
$125 a piece.
$125 a piece.
$250 a week.
And you made a recommendation about spending several hundred dollars on tuxedos. What was that, and why did you say it? What were you thinking?
Well, it didn't happen at the 500 Club. We really didn't catch fire until the last few weeks at the 500 Club.
Yes.
Where we were playing to 22 people in the audience, and then all of a sudden, the complete capacity of the club was 280. Then we're playing to 280.
So, Jerry, within no time at all, I think you had mentioned to Dean, one day we're going to be making $5,000 a week, and we got to start looking like what they're going to pay us
for. He thought I was nuts, and we were working in street suits. I mean, we worked in the suits we owned. My blue suit, you could see a picture of yourself if you looked at my behind. It was that shiny.
Is that right?
And then when we finally started to do that much better, I said, we got to look the role. And we had tuxes made at Pucci in Chicago, one of the finest tailors in the country. And we put the tuxes on that first night to go to work, and we realized that everything that we did was enhanced by the fact that we were looking classier. Now, when you take pratfalls in a tux, it's funny. When you take a pratfall with a street suit, you can go to the Bowery and see hundreds of guys laying in street suits. There's nothing funny about it. But when you put a tux on and you take a fall, that's funny.
What's contrast, isn't it?
The contrast is an incredible, incredible part of the science of comedy that you learn about when you do it. And we learned about it.
But Jerry, you were always thinking business too. You're noted as being a shrewd operator, very smart. Did you negotiate some of these contracts? Did you increase your pay? Was it you yourself, or did you have an agent?
No, I had wonderful agents and great managers and terrific attorneys. But I never allowed anything to happen unless I really perused the deal and made sure that we were protected, because Dean depended on me to do that. Dean wanted to play golf because he knew I would take care of business. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful, wonderful plan. Now, if the tables were turned, Dean would have been quite capable of handling it just as well as I did. Mm-hmm. But what we had was an impeccable arrangement. It was great for him. It was great for us. And we kept it that way.
By 1948, you guys are only together 2 years.
Right.
And you are the most powerful comedy act in the country. As a
right.
matter of fact, opening night at Tropicana,
Copacabana.
At the Copacabana.
Right.
One of those nights, your idol, Frank Sinatra, comes by. What does he say to
you? He was there
you?
Opening night.
Yes.
That was March 8th, 1948.
Okay.
And we called him up on stage. And we worked, and the three of us did ad-lib humor and a couple of songs, and we just knocked the socks off that audience, and we had the best time. It was wonderful.
It must have been magic.
And then we became friends from that night on.
1948 again, every major studio in Hollywood is just dying to sign you guys a long-term contract.
Right.
How did you decide, and who did you go with, Jerry?
Well, I pushed it to the limit, because we had offers from Samuel Goldwyn, 20th Century Fox, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Universal, Republic. Did I mention Sam Goldwyn?
Yes.
Yeah. We had offers from them all, and I steered to Paramount. And everybody wanted to know why, because I was an usher at the New York Paramount. And I leaned towards Paramount because I knew the studio. I knew it by heart. I knew it by seeing the material across that screen for years.
But, Jerry, the deal you guys signed was supposed to be unprecedented in entertainment history.
It was. It was an unprecedented deal for two young guys out of the nightclub circuit. I mean, we made our first movie for $200,000. I mean, that's unheard of.
That is absolutely amazing.
That was $200,000 to make a movie. I mean, we didn't know what the hell to do with that kind of money, but we managed.
And they were box office smashes, obviously.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Around 1951, you guys came out with Sailor Beware. I've been told, my research tells me, that movie grossed $27 million.
Something like that in those days when tickets were a quarter.
At a quarter.
Yeah.
Now, you'll find this interesting. Do you know what the all-time grossing number one film has been in history?
No.
Piece of trivia for you. In 1997, it was the Titanic. And it grossed $600 million. Now, if you take $27 million, which your film grossed, and you figure how many tickets were sold, that's $108 million. If those tickets were sold around the same time of the Titanic for only $6 a piece, you'd have grossed $648 million. It would have been the all-time biggest smash.
Really? Did you add that up?
Yes. It took me years, but I figured it out.
$600 million.
$648 million. You would have beat the all-time high.
That's really something. Where do we go to get the money?
Same number. Well, you'll have to renegotiate your deal.
Yeah, right.
You're the shrewd one.
That's right.
But eventually everything has its cycle. Around 1956, you and Dean split.
It was over, yeah.
Yeah, had to be a very traumatic time for you.
It was very traumatic. It's like a divorce. It was just like a divorce.
Did it scare you, Jerry?
We loved one another very dearly and never, ever stopped loving one another. And it was frightening to think, I'm going to have to go out on a stage by myself. He was equally as frightened. And we had to do that. because we had to continue, and we were both doing what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And this was a chance for my partner to really show his stuff, because he was the greatest straight man that ever lived. And I wouldn't have been worth a hill of beans if it wasn't for him.
And the greatest singer.
He made me the comic I was. No two ways about it.
That's a very humble point of view.
But it happens to be the truth. I learned more about doing comedy through him than anything I ever learned from my father.
Really?
Yep.
You were quoted once as saying you could see your performance in Dean's eyes.
Oh, absolutely. I saw whatever I did in Dean's eyes because he was there rooting for me. Rooting that I did this nonsense and this crazy stuff and that it came out all right. Dean was born with one of the great funny bones, what we call a funny bone in our business. He was born with one of the greatest funny bones I'd ever seen in my life. Because people never knew that during the course of the act, I'd be doing straight and he'd be doing the comedy. And we did that for 10 years, never even knowing how we did that.
And did you guys just come to your own creative ability together? You had to go off on your own to create your individual
roles? Yeah, when the split was imminent, we knew it was going to be in the best interest of both of us. We didn't know it was going to happen. We knew that if it did click, we'd be okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Resnick, our exclusive guest today, Jerry Lewis, truly a world icon. And we come back, we're going to find out more about Jerry's work with muscular dystrophy, raising close to $2 billion. Just an absolutely incredible record. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Well, you have my infinite thanks for hanging in there with us. The message came through loud and clear, indicative of that board. An awful lot of people that would want to thank you don't have that chance. And I know, being as close to so many of them for so many years, that they feel that through me, you are being acknowledged for what they feel and for what they know. I don't know what's going to happen next year. I'll probably burst. We'll see. When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
And now, a magical memory from the audio vaults of Legends of Success.
We're going all across America on Legends of Success, starring John Resnick. Today's special guest is Ed McMahon. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny Resnick.
Oh, God almighty, the highlight of my life, Ed McMahon introducing me. Ed, I want to give you a big hug. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, John.
Legends of Success.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're now also dealing with catastrophic conditions in southeast Texas. And those conditions are a threat to life and property.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott talking about Tropical Storm Harvey moving into Beaumont, Texas and Port Arthur, Texas. The flooding in both cities causing mass devastation, with the mayor of Port Arthur, Texas saying the entire city is underwater. The governor said that more National Guard troops are being called in to help rescue efforts. President Trump made an appearance in Springfield, Missouri to talk about a new tax plan that he said will benefit all Americans.
We're here today to launch our plans to bring back Main Street by reducing the crushing tax burden on our companies and on our workers.
The president said there's not been any kind of significant tax reform in America in over three decades. He called on Congress to be pro-growth and pro-jobs and pass the measure. USA Radio News.
Hey, it is Andrew with Daybreak USA, a very important discussion. Dr. Len Friedland is joining us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first, let's talk about what it is, doctor.
Well, thank you, Angie. So my name is Dr. Len Friedland. I'm a pediatrician and a vaccine researcher at GSK Vaccines. So what we're talking about today is a type of bacterial infection that can cause meningitis, which is swelling of the brain and spinal cord. It can also cause very severe blood poisoning, and it's caused by a bacteria. And the good thing is we now have vaccines, two different types of vaccines that can help provide protection against this particular bacteria in our adolescents and young adults. And why this is important, Angie, is this disease can come on extremely rapidly. It's uncommon, but it can be extremely dangerous. 1 in 10 will die from this infection. And 1 in 5 who are lucky enough to survive, like Nick, will have lifelong complications.
Any website you want to send us to in general for more info?
Meningitis.com, MENINGITIS.com.
Thanks so much for joining us on Daybreak USA.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is John Resnick. During a holiday visit to Los Angeles in 2007, Tonight Show's Ed McMahon offered to introduce me to his pal Jerry Lewis. I was surprised by an invitation to meet Jerry on his boat in the San Diego Harbor to share Jerry's life story on Legends of Success. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed my memorable visit with Jerry Lewis.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our guest today, Jerry Lewis. We're sitting on his gorgeous boat off the coast of Southern California. Jerry, you and Dean split in 1956, I believe to the exact day that was a 10-year anniversary you got together.
July 25th, 1946, we teamed up. July 25th, 1956, we split. It was a coincidence, but it was kind of ironic.
That was a coincidence.
Now,
you had to be scared to death going on your own. Anybody would have been, because this has been your partner.
Yep, we were. And, you know, everything was Jerry this, Jerry that, Jerry the funny one, Jerry does this, Jerry's the businessman, Jerry. Everything was Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. The reviews were Jerry, Jerry. There were times when they never even mentioned my partner's name. So he took a lot of crap for 10 solid years and never murmured a negative tone. Never. He was that kind of a professional. And, you know, I was starting to do penance. I had such guilt that he was able to do this for the betterment of the act, for the best interest, I should say, of the act. Mm-hmm. And he was a champion. He was a champion man. And when my book comes out, you'll see the penance that I've done, because I set the record straight in no uncertain terms. What it is really is a love letter to my partner. And it's going to be a hell of a book. It's funny. It's poignant. It's satirical, it's crazy, it's right on the nose. It reeks with truth and sincerity, and it's going to be a hell of a book.
Great. You must have been working a long time on it.
I've been working about 8-9 years on it.
Really?
Yeah, because every time I think I'm finished, I write another sequence. Every time I get through with that, oh, wait a minute, I forgot the other thing. Yeah, wait a minute, and then I sit and I write some more.
You phased out on your own. What was your first job that you had? What did you do?
Well, the first engagement that I had was at the Fontainebleau in Florida, and the La Ronde Room. And, I mean, I deposited about 330,000 tons of sweat backstage before I walked on that first night. And I went on, and I did fine. But it was really a bittersweet success that night. I missed him terribly.
That's right.
And it was tough. It was tough emotionally. It was tough physically. It was tough in every way that I could remember. To get through presenting yourself as this crazy comedian and there's nobody on the right side of me. And that was tough because I always stood left of Dean and the right was my strength, my power. And there was no one there that night. It was really tough to get through, but I did.
I can imagine. Well, they say by 1959, your whole world is changing, and you had signed another absolutely unprecedented deal. Tell me about that, sir.
With Paramount, I signed a $40 million meal. There's a Freudian slip. I signed a $40 million deal in 1959. To deliver 7 films to Paramount under my own banner. And then I became an independent filmmaker, and that was the beginning of a whole new life for me.
That really changed things around. They said you also had 60% of the gross, is that correct?
Yeah, because I wanted to be sure that I could go shopping.
Well, I think you didn't go Didn't go hungry after that.
No.
There was also a very interesting clause, I believe, you had where ownership of these films would end up reverting back to you one day. Is that correct?
Well, that wasn't then.
No, that wasn't.
That was a deal that I made, but that was for my 40th birthday. It's a few years later.
I see.
On my 40th birthday, Barney Balavan, the chairman of the board of Paramount, said to me in front of 500 people at my home, had a party for 500 people for my 40th birthday, and he announced to the people, said, we didn't know what to get him. The man that's brought more money to this studio, he has been so important to us that if he wants to burn down the studio, I'll give him the match.
Yes, okay.
That was Balavan. He said, tell me, what is it that we can give you? Now, this is in front of a whole group of people. What can we give you that would make you happy? I said, well, right off the top of my head, I think after the normal procedure of running films for as long as you run them and as long as you are the participants in the profits of these films, when that normal procedure ends, I would like the negatives to come back to me and my company. He said, you got it. That quick, he said, you got it.
It was never done before.
It was never done before, and now, when I was 40, I had 30 years to wait for them to go through the normal process of running them and getting the profits. So in 70, when I was 70, 8 years ago, all of the negatives came due to me, and now all the studios are coming to me to buy them to redo the films. So I have now 6 films that I've sold to the different companies that I'm the executive producer of that we're going to process going through getting the right writers and the right materials to make the films work again. So I'm going to be doing that. I'll be pretty busy doing that.
Nutty Professor was an all-time classic, and that was a very successful. How did you like Eddie Murphy in that?
Well, I got Eddie Murphy to do it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was the executive producer.
Well, okay.
And the only way I would remake the picture for the deal Universal wanted was I said, let's get Eddie Murphy or we don't do it. So we got Eddie Murphy, and I thought he was wonderful in it. A lot of people don't like the remake because they wanted the purity of the original, which is a great compliment. And that's fine. You know, that was okay with me. But the first film that I sold under that deal that I made with Paramount was The Nutty Professor.
That was obviously a fairly lucrative deal from what I understand.
Yes. Oh, yes. That right. I didn't have a car payment that week. I promise you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is John Resnick. You're on Legends of Success. Our guest is Jerry Lewis, exclusively off the coast of Southern California on his beautiful boat here. Just met his daughter, Danielle, his wife, Sam. Where's Sam?
She's on her way.
She is on her way.
She is on her way.
When we get back, we're going to talk about probably what I think, but we'll find out from Jerry, what his most amazing accomplishment has been in his lifetime, and that's what he's done for muscular dystrophy. And we'll talk about the loss of a very dear friend of his, Matty Stepanek. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our exclusive interview today with Jerry Lewis. Jerry, we've been going over your life story, which is absolutely fascinating. You tied the Pope as number five, the most recognizable people on the planet, according to Newsweek. When you look back at all these accomplishments, I mean, what's been your favorite? What are you most proud of?
I think August the 7th, 1955, when I was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. There isn't anything that I've done or anything I might ever accomplish to compare to that. That was the moment for me. I didn't win it, of course, but just getting nominated is plenty.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It is. It was awesome.
And that was in relationship to your work with muscular dystrophy.
Yes, of course.
And tell us how it started, what, in the late 40s, early 50s?
48 was when I decided something has to be done. By 49, I had already gathered three or four pretty bright men to help me get this on. By 1950, I decided, let's try a telethon. And Dean was so totally cooperative. He helped me. I mean, he busted his back to get that show on for me. And we did great. We did great. We were on a station in New York, WNEW, which had a sister ship in Connecticut and one in Pennsylvania. So we were doing pretty well. At the end of that show, I think we collected $26,000.
And that's not bad. Yeah, and that's not bad at a first shot.
1950, first shot, and people didn't even know what that meant, a telethon, you know. And that was it. We were on our way. And for the next 6 years, Dean helped me. We did, every other year we did a telethon until Dean and I split. Then I did one every year from that point on, from 56 on.
Were you surprised at the number of stars and personalities that came to your aid?
No, I wasn't surprised because I knew that the business I was in was one of tremendous love and tremendous affection for people that have a problem. And I was in a business with people that gave their heart and their soul genuinely, sincerely. And I wasn't surprised at the response. It was incredible. And by the time I did a telethon in 1957, that was the first year I raised $1 million. That was a big thing in 1957.
I'm John Resnick. Our guest today is Jerry Lewis, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. The media tells us how bad things are because of Trump's rhetoric. Do you think so? In 2004, I was exiting a President Bush rally. By happenstance, there were several classes of elementary school-aged children. Their teachers and a few parents were walking out with me. We were met by protesters screaming outrageous vulgarities. Their signs read the same. In 2006, I was walking beside a Republican float passing out candy. A mother instructed her three young children, "Don't you take any candy from those folks," I can't say that word. I could go on with examples I've seen from the years of volunteerism, but let me just offer you one final one. At a town hall gathering this week, I watched a crowd of leftists rudely hissing at an 8-year-old Girl Scout, an award recipient, when she expressed excitement for a coming trip to the White House and a chance to meet the President of the United States. So I ask you, is President Trump's temperament the problem? Obviously not. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success as we continue with our exclusive interview with Jerry Lewis. And we're talking about the phenomenal growth of the telethon with muscular dystrophy, and Jerry gets into some of his more personal and intimate moments. And we pick back up where this telethon really starts getting big in the 1960s.
By 1966, I had acquired a pretty good network, close to 200 stations across the nation, coast to coast. And I started to pull in 11, 12, 13 million, 17 million, 22 million, all the way up to the last program. I got 59 million in phone calls and another 60 million in corporate sponsors. So almost 120 million last Labor Day. My firefighters gave me 18 million themselves.
Isn't that incredible?
Firefighters are with me 50 years this year.
Isn't that incredible?
And they are my heroes, and they have been my heroes. The firefighters are easily the greatest group of people that we have in this country doing a job to save this country. We have one of the firefighters overhead right now in the helicopter. He's coming over just to say hello, but he'll land over there in a few minutes, and then we'll be able to talk to him. His name is Eddie Fletman, and we'll talk to Eddie later on.
That's, Jerry, over the years, you've had the good fortune and then, I guess, a very traumatic times of becoming close to Jerry's kids, a number of them very, very close. And most recently, you lost what so many people believe is one of the most incredible human beings that we've ever witnessed.
And that's not saying at all.
And you know who I'm talking about, Matty.
Of course. Matty Stepanek was a miracle child. He was a miracle child because he spread the kind of emotion and passion to those of us that are involved in this fight. That would, were it not for him, never ever get to that level. I was always at that level because of my passion that took me through it for the 54 years. But Matty was an exceptional miracle child. Do you know that Matty's books, the love songs and the love notes that he wrote, he was the only author ever to be on the bestseller list, three individual books at the same time.
Really?
Three bestsellers at the same time. It's unheard of.
And he's how old?
Well, he was, his first one was 4 years old. And these three books, he was 10 when he had the three bestsellers at the same time. Never met anyone as unusual and as incredible. It's like he had an umbilical running from God to him. I've never met anybody like that child. And what he felt for the human condition, what he felt for his fellow man, the dreams and aspirations that he had for you and for me was beyond comprehension.
Totally selfless, wasn't it?
Oh, yes,
totally.
Of course. He didn't know what the word selfish meant. Totally selfless and gave of himself at any time for anyone that might have needed his wit, his charm, his personality, his love. There were times when you suspected that this couldn't be real. You know, when you meet somebody and they're really terrific and they're wonderful and they're awesome, and you think to yourself, no, this can't be. There's got to be a little nastiness there somewhere.
Sure.
No, not Matty. Not. I think if he was desperately hurt or if he was spiritually destroyed, he would make an excuse for it. He'd find out somehow that the individual we were in reference to didn't really mean it.
And I was told he never complained up to his final day, never once.
Never. I never heard a complaint. And this is a child that suffered with pain because of this condition that he had, which was unique in itself. And never, never complained. He always had a moment to spread absolute joy and happiness to anyone and everyone around him. See, the one thing that I think I learned from my dad, who was, he was my hero because he was a very simple man. But he would say things to me like, when something goes wrong with you, look right and look left and see somebody that's got it worse. And you'll get through this life. But if you think that you're being punished and something bad is happening to you and you are all alone on an island, my son, look to your right and look to your left. There's always somebody that's got it worse.
Let me ask you, every year you sing the song at the end of the telethon. You cry.
If I get through it.
You make us cry. Anyone that watches that has to cry. What goes through your mind when you're seeing it? What are you picturing? What are you thinking about, Jerry? Is it changed from year to year?
No, I can tell you exactly. It's a hell of a question, John. Not a lot of people have asked me that, but I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking. Dear God, let me get through it. Let me sing all of the lyrics to keep the song pure. And I'm always looking over at Sam and at Danielle, and they're doing this to me. Stay strong.
Really?
Stay strong. And I look at them, and if I break or crack, I can't help that. I'm trying my best. I don't know if people are watching it to see if I break. I don't worry about what I look like, and I don't worry about what somebody might say about me. But I want my kids to hear the song sung completely. Because you got to remember, I'm sure you read it in all of the research you've done. They came to me with this song in 1957 or something. And said they would like me to make it their song. And that's where that came from.
What an incredible song.
Yeah.
To be a have a signature, Jerry.
They wanted me to do that number for them that year. And I did it in the body of the show, never realizing that would be a wonderful way to wrap it up.
Jerry, I tell you, we are cheering you on. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's probably been one of the most incredible interviews we've had. I'm John Resnick, and thanks for tuning in. This is Legends of Success.
Smart home technology, meet beautiful window coverings. Introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds has been in business for over 25 years and is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings. And Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So, now you can expect the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. Choose from an extensive designer selection of fabrics, colors, and textures from traditional to contemporary. Our smart shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get high style and expert service for every budget. Get smart shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.